Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Astrology with Alice. I'm your host, Alice Bell, and today is Monday, March 4th. Looking at the overall vibe for this week, we are in the process of kind of winding things down in preparation for the new moon coming on Sunday, March 10th. So you may notice that overall tasks at work, relationship activities, just whatever is going on in your life, it's in a phase of slowing down in preparation to enter into a new chapter as we get to the middle of March. Also, thank God the sun has moved away from Saturn by this point. I think it's 4 degrees away from Saturn at the time this episode comes out. So hopefully if you did feel like there was a ton of work or like stuff was weighing on you last week, we have a bit of a lighter vibe heading to March. And I never want to sugarcoat like these transits, because I'm going to be real with you, like the astrology as of recent has been pretty difficult. So I just say that because I want people to understand, like, if you are going through a tough time, like, you are not alone. The astrology is hard. And I'm just really looking forward to these upcoming eclipses, because they will usher in like a new phase for the next 6 months. So we get these, obviously not happening this week, but after this new moon that's taking place on March 10th, the next lunation will be a lunar eclipse in Libra, and then we'll get a solar eclipse in Aries. So we're headed quickly towards eclipse season. And that's always a major turning point of the year where it's like, okay, what do I want? Like, what are more major changes and developments taking place that will continue to unfold over like several weeks and months as we head into like the later part of the spring and the summer. So expect kind of like that the pivot is coming soon. If you feel like you're in a rut or you're just wanting kind of like a shakeup to happen in your life. But let's get into the astrology for this week. So kicking things off on Monday, March 4th, we are definitely having a slower start to the week. The moon is in Sagittarius until about 4:30 p.m. Eastern. So pretty much for the entire workday, if you're on this time zone, and for everyone in time zones ahead, because like you're still feeling that moon hanging out at the end of Sagittarius, if you're in Europe, especially also ahead of that, just like kind of expect work not to have as much energy on Monday. You may not be receiving that many emails. Maybe it's hard to find motivation to get things going, or you could feel particularly sensitive or emotional, especially in the morning time, because that would be the moon in Sagittarius making an aspect to Neptune in Pisces. But the moon will move into Capricorn in the early evening around 4:30 p.m. Eastern. So you could find that work picks up a bit before you go home. Like maybe it's you finally get an email response you've been waiting for, or your boss messages you last minute and is like, hey, can you take care of this project? Or maybe you get a second wave of energy to accomplish everything you didn't get done earlier on in the day. Also, just Capricorn, moon in Capricorn keywords to keep in mind for this later part of Monday, all day Tuesday, and the majority of Wednesday, because the moon will be in Capricorn for pretty much the next 3 days, are a desire to have greater structure in your life, maybe also reflecting on long-term goals and what you want to be committing to moving forward. So there could be a scaling back going on, like, or any decisions you're making over the next several days are more carefully thought out. Like, do I actually have time for this? And not agreeing to things impulsively. You may also feel more ambitious, or you're willing to put in the hard work in the moment without seeing immediate payoffs. I would say this, having the moon in Capricorn for the next several days is really helping to balance out these Pisces transits going on, because Pisces can be so kind of daydreamy, sensitive, emotional. And this Capricorn, the moon being in Capricorn, really helps to ground you and have you focused on like practical tasks that need to be taken care of. So I look at this as like a good moon phase for the next few days. Then we're to Tuesday, March 5th. The moon is still in Capricorn all day. So all of those keywords I just mentioned about maybe being more ambitious or mindful of what you're committing to will still apply for Tuesday. This is another great day for accomplishing tasks at work and really just putting your head down and not getting so distracted. The thing about Tuesday, it's going to be a more productive day than maybe Monday was, because the moon is making a lot of supporting aspects to other planets throughout Tuesday. So the moon will be trining Jupiter in Taurus. It will also be sextiling Saturn and the sun in Pisces. So you may feel really good about the hard effort you're putting in, or you might be taking an optimistic take on any challenges you might be encountering. Like, oh, that needed to happen for me to get there. Or, okay, maybe encountering a setback or something gets delayed, but just having faith that it will turn out okay in the end. Emotions may not feel as stressful on this day, and you're probably more likely to have pleasant interactions with people. So I know we are in this like waning moon low energy phase, but still, if you need to like have meetings or do outreach to people, I would try to aim for Tuesday. Overall, I view Tuesday as a good day to just continue work on anything that's already been started. It's like, considering the moon phase we're in, not a great time to initiate anything and really get new ideas and projects off the ground. It's more so like carrying out the work that has already been going on for the last couple weeks and continuing to make progress on that. Now we're to Wednesday, March 6th. Once again, the moon is in Capricorn. It's in Capricorn for the majority of the day. It does not move into Aquarius until a little after 7:30 p.m. Eastern. But while the moon is still in Capricorn, it will be making a sextile to Mercury in Pisces early in the morning Eastern, like around 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern. And then it'll immediately start applying to a sextile with Neptune after that. So if you're in time zones ahead, because I know 7 to 8 a.m., that's pretty early if you're in America. But if you're in time zones ahead, you'll feel this moon-Mercury aspect more. So Wednesday for you could be a great day to tend to writing or speaking-related work, or have productive meetings at your job or conversations with friends. It'll be a good day for communication overall. If you are in America, you're not going to feel the moon Mercury as intensely, because it'll be fading out by the time we're starting our work days. You will feel more of the moon sextiling Neptune though. So Wednesday could be a day where you're thinking a bit more intuitively. What else will be happening? You may just be more like up for listening to other people's problems, offering advice where you can, and just being more compassionate and understanding of others. Wednesday would be a great day to tend to like Neptune-like activities though, like really dropping into meditation or journaling, anything that's like calm and where you're feeling connected to kind of a force bigger than yourself. You'll want to take it easy on Wednesday though. There's definitely not as much going on there as there was on Monday or Tuesday. The moon will transition out of Capricorn into Aquarius around 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and it'll immediately conjunct Pluto in Aquarius when it moves into that sign. So on the one hand, we have the moon moving into Aquarius on Wednesday evening, maybe feeling more social, wanting to connect with people for dinner or for drinks later on in the night. But with Pluto there, there could be a situation that you're fixating on, or you may be facing the ways in which you try to control certain areas of your life when you need to trust and have faith. Or there might be like kind of repressed emotions come up that you need to look at. Or I'm trying to think, like something someone says triggers you a bit. And it's maybe like, if you do have social plans, kind of expect deeper conversations to come up, or maybe someone rubs you the wrong way. Try not to take it too personally and just look at what you can control within yourself rather than trying to control other people and how they're reacting to you. So it's not the lightest, most fun Aquarius energy on Wednesday night. We'll get that more Aquarius wanting to connect with people energy come Thursday and Friday. So that brings us to the next day of the week, which is Thursday, March 7th. The moon is still in Aquarius all day, but it's cleared its conjunction with Pluto. So you're likely feeling less anxious or not having as much obsessive thinking or needing to have a certain outcome if those were emotions that were coming up later on Wednesday. So just headed into Thursday, feeling more relaxed. And Aquarius moon keywords to keep in mind for all day Thursday and all day Friday would be a lot about seeking community and connection with people. Maybe also being able to detach from your emotions and see whatever's going on more objectively, like not letting your feelings like control you, basically. You could also be inspired to learn, brainstorm, problem solve. Like the way you're thinking is more innovative. And Aquarius, like that energy is just, it's very intellectual. Like I want to better myself and learn about things outside of my comfort zone. You could also be reflecting on your future. Like, what do you want to be working towards? Because remember, Aquarius is another sign ruled by Saturn. So it's very much still has that energy that we got with the Capricorn moon earlier on in the week of, what do I want to commit to? How can I scale back, or how can I put in work to get where I want to be in the future? I do find that having the moon in an air sign like Aquarius, and you may notice this when it's in other air signs too, like Gemini and Libra, there tends to be a bit of overthinking and it can be a bit more challenging to rest and relax your mind. So that might be something that's coming up on Thursday and Friday, and you just have to work harder to shut off your thoughts, like when it's time to go to bed. That's something I'm really struggling with recently. The moon in Aquarius is also making a couple of aspects to other planets. First, it's applying to a square with Jupiter in Taurus for most of the day. So again, we're looking at Jupiter themes, maybe feeling more connected to your sense of spirituality or your thinking of the bigger picture in life rather than obsessing over smaller details. This is just another indicator that Thursday is a good day for learning. And it doesn't necessarily have to be this huge process of learning. Like maybe you're more up for reading a long form article or listening to a podcast that is a bit more educational than you normally would. Then the moon will be applying to a conjunction with Mars in Aquarius. This moon-Mars conjunction won't go exact until the nighttime. So you may not feel this so much until later in the day Eastern. And if you're in Asia, Australia, this would apply to your Friday morning, what I'm about to say. So come Thursday night, for those of us in Eastern time zone, you might be quick to react emotionally or you're getting worked up about a situation involving home or family. Like a recent example, my toilet broke and it was super annoying. So it doesn't have to be like a huge blowout with a family member. It could just be that there's a little annoyance taking place around your home that requires your energy. In your interpersonal relationships, you might be working through conflict with someone. I would say this is especially so if you're a fire sign rising, because the moon Mars conjunction would be in a relationship-oriented house of your chart. Or you may just notice that your reactions are a bit more extreme than they normally would be. Like your blood just boils hearing something when like your reaction is not in proportion to like what the situation's about. And you may need to step back and be like, whoa, why do I have such intense emotions about something that really doesn't matter that much? Because this moon Mars aspect is happening later in the day Eastern, it might also be that you have more energy going on closer to the end of the workday rather than at the start. So it's kind of similar to what happened on Monday. Like maybe as we get closer to the second half in the evening on Thursday, you decide to send out emails or you get reached out to about something, or just there's more going on at work. I would also say maybe you want to schedule in like a cardio exercise, something where you're burning off any pent-up energy. That would be great for Thursday evening, Thursday night. Moving right along to Friday, March 8th, the moon is still in Aquarius. It's applying to a conjunction with Venus in Aquarius throughout Friday morning Eastern. I love this so much, especially because Friday is the day of the week ruled by Venus. So the fact that the moon is meeting up with Venus on Venus's day, it just highlights it just highlights Venusian-like themes. So if we're thinking of Venus, this is a really great day for having, making social plans with people and having interactions with people be more pleasant and calm. If you had aggravations there Thursday night, expect there to be maybe more peace or just easier to communicate on Friday. It could also be that you're feeling more creatively inspired at work because, again, like Aquarius, a lot about ideas and what do you want for the future and injecting a sense of creativity into that. If you don't have a lot of work on Friday, maybe you want to schedule some type of fun, relaxing activity that involves these Venus themes, like going to look at art or going shopping. Spending money may come up super strongly on Friday. Also doing self-care or beauty type routines. I specifically scheduled to get a facial done on Friday. I was debating like what day of the week would be the best for this. And I saw the moon Venus conjunction. And I was like, that's great for going to get a facial because it's a beauty thing. Another key transit that's taking place on Friday is that Mercury and Neptune are conjunct in Pisces. So this points as well to maybe not having the most focus throughout Friday, allowing your mind to wander and not beating yourself up if you can't stay on task. Mercury Neptune is really about tapping into creative ideas or your intuition. I've recently started doing this exercise called automatic writing, where I ask my guides or my higher self for guidance on a journal. So that is a perfect example of a Mercury Neptune aspect. That type of activity would be perfect for Friday, where it's like really tuning in to what are your gut instincts telling you and allowing your mind to be more creative and imaginative. So if you are working on some type of project at work or little hobby, good for like entering that state of flow there. I would also say Mercury Neptune is good for communicating more gently with people or offering insightful advice. On the heels of this transit, the moon will move into Pisces right around 8 p.m. Eastern. So that will carry a similar energy, especially because we're leading up to a new moon in Pisces. So it's like the Mercury Neptune transit followed by the moon moving into this sign that shares a lot of similar traits of allowing you to feel your emotions and really tap into like, what are like gentle activities I can do with myself? How can I go with gut instincts, my intuition, and connect more to something higher than myself? That may be a theme as we approach the weekend for you. With the moon being in Pisces now, but we're not quite at the new moon yet, this is the balsamic moon phase. So honestly, Friday is not an amazing night for scheduling a huge group activity. You may either want to stay in and take time to be by yourself, or you could just want to meet up with people in one-on-one situations, or just schedule things with like the people you're closest to. You may not have a lot of enthusiasm for branching out of your circle and networking or meeting people you don't already know. That's just not what you'll be craving this weekend. So if you do need like a night in to be alone, don't be afraid to take that. That would be great for the energy that we're experiencing throughout Friday night into Saturday. Okay, now we're to Saturday, March 9th. The moon is still in Pisces all day. It's applying to a conjunction with Saturn in Pisces throughout all day Friday, or throughout all day Saturday. So this is definitely not a chill Saturday. There may be unfinished work or errands that you need to take care of, or you could feel low energy or stressed about something. Because we are so close to this new moon, it's taking place early Sunday morning, Eastern time, it could be that you're letting go of a mindset or a situation in your life in order to move forward differently over the next 4 weeks. And if your emotions do feel super heavy throughout Saturday, try to, again, take time to be by yourself. Maybe journal, meditate, do an activity that helps you to feel grounded or connected to something bigger than yourself. Because we're talking about the sign of Pisces, anything related to spirituality, like astrology or manifestation or whatever whatever you consider to be a spiritual area of your life, exploring that further, even like getting out into nature, I find that that really helps me to feel connected to something other than my phone and what other people are doing. So I try to do that type of stuff throughout Saturday. The moon will clear its conjunction with Saturn by the mid-afternoon Eastern, so you could feel emotional relief as we head into the later part of Saturday if you felt a little heavy or frustrated earlier on in the day. Keep in mind, though, that this is the night right before the new moon. So same as I just said for Friday night, also on Saturday, maybe taking more time to be by yourself, intend to self-care activities, or reflect on what you want to put energy into over the coming weeks, rather than going out and being around a lot of people. Too much socializing at this period just may leave you feeling very drained. Yeah, Pisces, the Pisces energy, you just take on energy of other people. And so you want to be mindful of, am I giving enough energy to myself and protecting my boundaries rather than being like overly giving and compassionate towards other people? Another transit that is taking place on Saturday is that Mars in Aquarius will be squaring Uranus in Taurus. You may feel this energy building throughout Friday too, and it could carry over into Sunday, but it will be felt the most intensely on Saturday. Definitely check the Taurus and Aquarius ruled houses of your chart to see where you may be feeling fast-paced developments take place, or there could be unexpected changes coming up, and you're really shaking up those two areas of your life. You may feel a bit restless though, or craving greater independence there. I would say a downside of this, Uranus does tend to have this like anxious, unsettled energy. So that could come up, feelings like that, like as we approach the new moon too, just feeling a little bit on edge as you prepare for this period of like, we're entering into this new chapter here over the next few weeks. Also, like I mentioned at the very start, we are kind of close to eclipse season. But yeah, also thinking about Mars and Uranus and how this transit is about realizing maybe how you can embrace more of your individuality. Like, how can you be more true to yourself and not look to other people so much for what should I do? Okay. And then we're finally to Sunday, March 10th. We have this new moon in Pisces going exact right around 5:10 a.m. Eastern. So we're waking up in America feeling this shift of now being in a new lunar cycle. If you are in time zones ahead, the exact new moon will take place either in the middle of your day or closer to the evening if you're as far ahead as like Australia. But when that new moon does take place, you may feel this like internal shift of almost like relief. That's what I feel when the new moon goes exact. It's like there's all this buildup and like I get a lot of anxious energy right before the new moon and then it happens and it's like I can breathe a sigh of relief again and start developing new things over the course of the next month. So Sunday is really a day for turning over a new leaf and considering, are there certain habits you may want to establish over the next few days, or what projects do you want to pursue next? In general, like you may not even have to put energy so much into things. Like you'll notice opportunities or relationships or new mindsets are naturally coming to you in the days that immediately follow the new moon. So this really gets into the astrology of the following week as we build out from that new moon. But know that that could start as early as Sunday, headed into like March 11th, March 12th, 13th. That's a new chapter that's unfolding then. The new moon is still a low energy period of the month. So I feel like I've said this a few times, but this weekend is great for alone time. Going within and figuring out what do you need to heal or what do you need to improve upon over the next month. And maybe expect to feel a bit more sensitive still on Sunday, especially because the moon moves on from that conjunction with the sun at the exact new moon to be conjunct Neptune later on Sunday. So this day of the weekend is still good for calming activities that involve like a sense of grounding or creativity. So think arts and crafts types type projects or a walk outside or even just watching a comforting TV show. Nothing that requires too much energy on your part. Okay, another big transit happening on Sunday that will wrap up the week is that Mercury has moved into Aries. Technically, Mercury moved into Aries late Saturday night, but it was like around 11 p.m. Eastern. So this transit won't be felt really until you wake up on Sunday. Mercury typically spins, when it's moving at its most quickly, it spins like 2.5-3 weeks in a sign. The fact that it's moving into Aries is super important because this is the sign that Mercury retrograde will be taking place in starting on April 1st. So Mercury has an extended stay in this sign of Aries. It will not leave Aries until the middle of May. So that is like, that's a little over 2 months. So really, you'll want to start paying attention and zooming in on the themes associated with the Aries ruled house of your chart. And you might start reflecting on, is there anything that needs to be reworked in that part of my life? Or how are those themes coming up more prominently in order for me to do something about that area? That Aries ruled house and whatever area of life that is associated with that house of your chart, that's going to be huge this spring. Because not only do we have that Mercury retrograde taking place there, we also have a solar eclipse coming up in early April there. The Mercury retrograde is also in early April. And then Mars moves into Aries in May. But going back to the general themes of Mercury being in the sign of Aries, it may just have you communicating more directly, or you're excited about creating communication-based content and learning new information. There's more energy there, or a willingness to take a risk, or just, I don't want to say impulsive, but kind of just like getting your thoughts out, like not thinking about it too much. Like if you feel the urge to write, you're following that instinct. It's not this so much of a reflective energy that we've had while Mercury's been in Pisces. It's more like the thought's coming to me and I'm acting on it immediately. Okay, that is it for this week. Thank you again for listening, and I will see everyone back here next Monday.